Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about the importance of embracing paradox in your self-actualization journey. We learn from history that we do not learn from history. Paradoxes are cool. Not only are they cool, but they're also a necessity of life if you're going to be going through and you're going to be self-actualizing, and they're really not the problem that some people make them out to be. So here we're going to talk about what we mean by paradoxes, why paradoxes are not a problem, why in fact they're a great asset to you if you're able to embrace them, and we're going to talk about how to go about embracing some of these paradoxes. Personally, I love studying paradoxes. There's paradoxes that I've discovered in science, in mathematics, in linguistics, and in personal development. And I'm going to give you a whole list of personal development paradoxes in this video so that you get a really good idea of what I mean by paradox. The reason I wanted to shoot this video is because now that we are getting into more advanced personal development stuff with Actualize.org, covering more advanced topics, what I'm seeing is that some people are having difficulty with accepting kind of contradictory notions, especially when we're starting to talk about spiritual enlightenment and then how that connects back to the more basic personal development work that we do. And when you're looking at both of these things, they seem contradictory. And when this happens, what then happens after that is that basically you use this as an ego defense to avoid looking deeper into resolving these contradictions or even just accepting that these contradictions are there as a part of reality. And then this blocks you and prevents you from achieving the most advanced results that you can achieve with personal development. Just to put everything into perspective for you, I talk about this theme a lot in my other videos, but basically what I'm hoping you're getting from everything that you're getting from my videos is that you're getting this big picture understanding of reality. And to me, this is like an endeavor that you do and you undertake in your life is you say, okay, I'm really interested in figuring out how all the pieces fit together on a big picture level. I want to know how my psychology works, I want to know how life works, and I need to know every little facet of that so I can put them all together. I can create this giant jigsaw puzzle, and each little piece that I put into place helps me see the larger picture. That's what we're trying to do here, because the value of having this big picture understanding is that you have the wisdom then to create whatever kind of life you want, and you have the wisdom then also to live a virtuous life rather than living a shallow life. When I see people living shallow lives, it's mostly because I see that they don't have this entire jigsaw puzzle assembled, or at least even a good chunk of it. And so what they do is they waste a lot of time in their life, they go down a lot of dead ends, because they don't really see what's happening in life, what life is, they don't understand it, they don't understand themselves. So to resolve that, what we do is we, piece by piece, start putting it together. Now, as you start doing this, one of the problems is that you get pieces that don't seem to fit. Or you get a piece, you try to fit it in this corner over here, but then you see that it doesn't fit in this corner. So you scratch your head and you wonder, where should this piece go? And maybe you try the other corner, and it doesn't fit there either. And then you have to try in the middle, and maybe it doesn't fit there either. And then you just have to put it off to the side for a while until more of the puzzle gets completed. And then maybe you'll see, oh, it was supposed to go right here the whole time. See, but this is like a process. This is a multi-year long process. This is really a lifelong process of doing this. The puzzle is never fully complete. You always keep discovering new stuff. And sometimes the stuff you discover is very challenging intellectually. It challenges you. It jostles your pre-existing notions. Maybe it means you have to rearrange certain aspects of this puzzle. Maybe you thought that, oh, I had this part figured out. You get this new piece and you're like, oh, well, that means that this whole part is wrong. I have to reconfigure it. Some people really have a problem with this. They don't like doing this because their ego likes to be certain, likes to be concrete. But if you are not able to go through this investigative process and keep your mind open to the possibility that, oh, maybe I don't have it quite right. Maybe these two pieces don't fit because there's something in my understanding that I'll figure out 3 years later. If you don't have that kind of open-mindedness, then you're going to get stuck. And I find that this is not only necessary for the advanced work in personal development, but it's also necessary for even sometimes the entry-level work. And I'll show you what I mean by that in a second when I start telling you all these paradoxes of personal development. I actually wanted to create a whole video series of like 20 or 30 videos that just focus on the paradoxes of personal development because I find them so fascinating. And also because understanding this stuff and understanding these paradoxes and accepting these paradoxes, I think creates much better results for you in your life. Maybe I'll do that in the future, but right now I want to go through and just give you a taste of what some of these paradoxes are. So here they are. The first example is something like this. It goes like this. On the one hand, in personal development, we tell you that you're perfect. You're perfect as you are. You're already complete. Yet on the other hand, you must do self-help. You must do personal development. You need to work really hard to actualize yourself. So which is it? Am I perfect or do I need to work my ass off to self-actualize? How do you resolve that? Here's another one. We tell you in personal development, yes, you have real problems in your life that need to be fixed. Maybe health problems, business problems, career problems, whatever. And we try to go into problem-solving mode and help you solve all these problems that you have, help you diagnose them and understand them. On the other hand, we also tell you, but really, your problems are illusory. They're not real problems. And that, in fact, problem-solving is not the best way to go about living a good life. So which is it? Should I be solving problems or shouldn't I be solving problems? How do I reconcile that? How about this next one? One, we tell you that relationships can give you lots of fulfillment and happiness, and that relationships are one of the highest quality happinesses that you can have, is deep relationships. On the other hand, we also tell you that relationships can never make you truly happy, and that you have to make yourself happy from the inside, and that you can't rely on other people to make you happy. So how do you resolve that? Which one of those is true? Another paradox goes like this. We tell you, be wise. Don't make any unwise decisions in your life. Make sure that you're making proper choices so that you're not making the kind of mistakes that a lot of other people make in society. On the other hand, we tell you, but some of the greatest people we know in history, entrepreneurs, business people, whoever, that their lives are constructed around their biggest mistakes, and that failure is good. Then, in fact, the more you fail, the better you become, the stronger you become. So which is it? Should I be worrying about making perfect decisions, or should I be making more mistakes to avoid failure? Which should I be doing? Another one goes like this. On the one hand, we tell you, think about your life. Contemplate about your life. Live a contemplative life where you're examining your life and you're planning. On the other hand, we tell you, thinking creates neurosis. Don't think so much. Stop thinking. How do you reconcile that? What should I do? Should I think more or should I think less about my life? How about this one? Work hard to make yourself more attractive for the opposite sex. So if you want that great girlfriend or that great boyfriend, work on yourself to be more attractive, then you'll attract that person that you really want. On the other hand, to be the most attractive, don't work at it at all. Be cool, be detached, be independent from outcome. Don't rely on the other person. Don't be needy. Don't even try to act attractive. Don't even think about being attractive. So how do I resolve that? Should I be thinking about being more attractive and working hard on that, or shouldn't I be? How about this next one? To get into a relationship, don't need the relationship, which basically states that if you really need a relationship badly, you're desperate for one, then you probably won't get one because no one wants to be in a relationship with you. On the other hand, if you're very independent and you don't need a relationship at all and you don't want one, then everyone wants to be in a relationship with you because you're not needy. How about this one? Be present. How many times do you hear be present in personal development circles? Be present, be in the moment, be in the now, the power of now. So we have people telling us to be present, and then also people telling us, but delayed gratification is good. Don't focus on the present. People who focus on the present are hedonistic. Instead, focus on the long-term perspective. Plan, prioritize your life properly. Don't live in the present moment, live for the future. How do you reconcile these two? Here's another one. On the one hand, we tell you, be very careful with your mind and your ego because it's very deceptive. So you can't trust yourself because you're deceiving yourself all the time with stories and thoughts that you create in your mind. On the other hand, we also tell you, but trust yourself. In fact, you have to trust yourself completely to be successful and really fulfilled in life. So which is it? Am I deceiving myself and should I not trust myself? Or should I trust myself completely? How do I resolve that? Another one goes like this. Never quit. Persevere. We like to champion perseverance in personal development. So never quit. On the other hand, prioritize and cut your losses early so that you're not going down a dead end. So which is it? Should I never quit and persevere all the time? Or should I quit the things that aren't working for me? How do I resolve that? How about this one? The paradox of happiness. To be happy, don't think about happiness. If you're thinking about happiness, then you're not actually happy. To be happy, you need to be happy in the moment. So what should I do? Should I not worry and think about happiness at all? If I do that, won't I be like the rest of the people in the world who are not happy? Or should I think and plan and strategize about happiness? In which case, I'm thinking about happiness so much, how can I be happy? What do I do? How about this next one? Be selfless, right? That's a virtue, to be selfless, to not be selfish. But to be selfless, work on yourself really hard. So if you want to be selfless, be more selfish. And if you're selfish, you won't be selfless. So what should I do? Should I be more selfish or be more selfless? How do I resolve that? How about this next one? To be the most authentic self that you can be, eliminate yourself. Eliminate the ego. Do you want to be the most authentic human being you can be? Well, eliminate your ego. And aren't you using your ego to want to eliminate the ego? Bit of a paradox there. And then the mother of all paradoxes, which is the paradox of spiritual enlightenment, which goes like this. On the one hand, you exist. On the other hand, you do not exist. Literally. So what is true? Do I exist or don't I exist? How do I make sense of this? And then I like this last paradox, which is what I call the meta paradox. And the meta paradox goes like this. Well, on the one hand, Leo, you're telling me to embrace paradox, which means that I should be open to certain contradictions in my worldview. On the other hand, you're telling me to create this perfect worldview, this jigsaw puzzle of understanding, which every piece fits together perfectly. So how can I do both? How can I accept paradox and also build my model of reality at the same time? And yeah, that's an additional meta paradox. So you can see we have a lot of paradoxes here. These are just the paradoxes of personal development. And there's more. This is just kind of the tip of the iceberg. There's also paradoxes in sciences, in physical sciences, and mathematics, and linguistics. I encourage you to actually go out there and read up on these paradoxes and just embrace them and study them and kind of immerse yourself, absorb some of them into your system. Rather than what I see a lot of people doing, which is kind of getting standoffish as soon as they see a contradiction or apparent paradox. And then they can't hold the paradox. They're not able to hold it in their mind. And what this actually says is it doesn't say so much about the quality of the information or the error in the ideas that you're being presented, but it actually speaks to your closed-mindedness and your neurosis. Now you might say, but Leo, shouldn't paradoxes be resolved? After all, we don't want contradictions in our worldview, right? And that's generally true, but you also got to understand that when you are hung up on a paradox, usually it's because you're coming from an insecure place. And so this is not a problem with the inherent ideas or the theories, but it's mostly a problem with you and your insecurities and your need to feel certain. Most people really, really, really like to feel certain in their mind and in their worldview. And when your mind doesn't feel certain about something, it's agitated. This is called cognitive dissonance. But this is not like a science problem. This is not a problem with reality. This is a problem of the ego. So yes, in general, you want to be correcting contradictions and you want to be trying to understand as much as you can with your mind, kind of grasp stuff. But also you have to recognize kind of the limits of your mind, and you have to recognize that this process of grasping at stuff, this is a lifelong ongoing process. So it's not like you just hear some ideas and everything's great. Some of these paradoxes that I just listed off to you has taken me years of personal development work and experience and study and reading a bunch of books and listening to seminars and thinking about it on my own to finally get a resolution of it. Years. And some of them for me are still not totally resolved. So what does this mean? This means that you have to treat your mental model building kind of like a ongoing process, like it's always under construction. You can never put up a sign and say, okay, I'm done. It's completed. There's always more maintenance work that's being done. There's always new pieces that you're putting into place. Basically, it's kind of like you're assembling an infinite jigsaw puzzle. There's not 100 pieces, there's not 1,000 pieces, there's an infinite number of pieces. And so in your entire lifetime, you'll never piece everything together. And in your entire lifetime, you probably won't resolve every contradiction. In fact, I want you to do a little experiment with me right now. In a second, I'm going to ask you to just pause, and I want you to just look around. Pause the video if you'd like. Just look around, but I'm going to be looking around too, so you can do it with me while you're watching the video. Just take like 10 or 15 seconds to do it with me. Get very present in the moment. I want you to take your focus off the video and what I was saying, and just look around and just get in touch with reality. Reality is happening around you right now. But a lot of times we get out of touch with the moment. Just get in touch with the moment, and then I'll tell you why it's important. All right? Ready? Go. Okay, good. Did you look around? Did you get in touch, present in the moment? Well, what happened there? When you were looking around, did you see any paradoxes happening in reality? Were there any glitches in the matrix? Were there any discontinuities? Were there any contradictions floating around you? Are there any contradictions actually inside of reality? If you look around and you're honest with yourself, then the answer is no. There's no real contradictions anywhere in reality. So then where are the contradictions and what are paradoxes? If paradoxes don't really exist, what are they? Well, paradoxes are a function of language, and they're a function of your mind's desire to conceptualize and model reality inside the brain. So as you're going around, you're looking at life, Life is very rich, very complex. There's so much happening in life that even the most advanced supercomputer could not simulate it. In fact, if you think about it, then you could not simulate reality inside of another system because that system would be itself a part of the reality. So you can't simulate reality. Reality is like the ultimate simulation of itself. So when your brain is trying to run a simulation of reality, the problem there is just fundamental. The problem is that there's always going to be a lack. And what we naively assume is that, well, because we have science and because we have mathematics and because we have all this fancy technology nowadays, and we're human beings now, we feel like we're masters of the world. We've pretty much taken over the world. Our technology is so awesome. We can send people into outer space successfully. So because of that, we know all of reality. But actually, that's not what's going on. What's going on is like we have a very limited understanding of reality based on certain concepts that we've created, certain models. And these models are very, very simplistic. So you look at reality, and then you basically take all of this vast richness, and then you draw it in a little schematic form on the back of a cocktail napkin. And then you tell yourself, look, I figured out reality. It's right here on this little cocktail napkin, in this little equation, or in this little theorem, or in this little formula. But that's very, very limited. And we need to recognize the inherent limitations in that process. And so while conceptualizing and modeling stuff might be helpful in certain situations, we don't want to go all out and just assume that, oh, well, then this is the end-all be-all, and that our models and our cocktail napkins are somehow actual reality. We don't want to make that mistake. And so basically, when you recognize all this, then you start to recognize that, I probably shouldn't be taking my concepts too seriously. This jigsaw puzzle that I'm assembling is not the end-all be-all. It's probably not the actual truth. It's not the actual reality. It's just an approximation. And even in the best imaginable case, it's probably a very, very loose, very poor approximation of reality. And so any kind of contradictions that I find, any kind of difficulty I have in combining two ideas or reconciling a couple of ideas or fitting everything together in some grand theory of everything, those are really problems of my own mind and of my own ego, not problems of nature. And so let me just kind of chill out and not be so serious about it. Let me embrace the paradox. Let me look at these paradoxes and say, cool, let me just play around with them. Let me experiment with them. Let me go try out both sides of the paradox and just see what happens, what the results are. And then I'll trust that over time, stuff will click for me. My intuition will kind of figure stuff out. And even if there's something that I can't quite reconcile, that's okay. It's not the end of the world. Reality is still whole. Reality is not affected or threatened by this in any way. That's very natural. And you want to be able to keep these contradictions in your worldview for potentially years on end without needing to find that security and that certainty. See, so many people cling to security and certainty. This is kind of like the default operation of the human mind. The human mind likes to be certain. When it's uncertain, it feels afraid, it feels insecure, it gets angry, it gets frustrated. This is called neurosis, right? Self-actualized people have an increased tolerance for paradox and contradiction rather than a decreased one. Sometimes very rational people, as rational people, we get hung up on this idea that everything needs to be very rational. And we take our rationality so seriously. But as Abraham Maslow talks about, when he describes self-actualization, he did a lot of study on self-actualized people. What he discovered is that they're more comfortable with accepting paradox than the average person. More comfortable. This is what makes them wiser. This is what makes them more open-minded, more open to new ideas, more willing to explore the intellectual landscape. Whereas the people who are more like normal people, they're the ones that cling to beliefs, and they're the ones that wrap up their ego in their worldview. And then this creates all sorts of problems down the road. The most important reason that you want to start getting cool with paradox is because if you want to be following along with some of my spiritual enlightenment videos, then this will be a massive, massive theme in all those videos, that there's going to be lots of paradox, very deep-seeming paradoxes, which are going to boggle your mind. And instead of shying away from them, I want you to be like, oh, this is cool, this is exciting, a new paradox, let me go explore. In fact, what I want to leave with you with is I want to leave you with an assignment. In the bottom, in the video description, I'm going to leave a link to a Wikipedia page which has a bunch of different paradoxes. And you can go and you can start exploring. Like I said, there's paradoxes within mathematics, within science, linguistics, and all sorts of other areas of life. So it's cool to just go in there and start to dig around and just to see what are the paradoxes, what have other people said about these paradoxes, because there's been a lot of great thinkers throughout history that have faced these paradoxes, from the ancient Greeks and Romans all the way to modern physicists, mathematicians, and philosophers, really hard-nosed guys. So you can go through and take a look at all those. That will be a good kind of homework assignment for you to help you to get comfortable and be cool with your not knowing. Not knowing is not a bad thing. Not knowing is a good thing. All right, that's it. I'm signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Click the like button, please. Also, share this video with a friend. And finally, come and sign up to my newsletter right here at ashlies.org. It's a free newsletter. I release new videos every single week, videos on self-actualization topics. I'm really excited to be talking about more advanced topics, paradoxical topics, topics that will really challenge your understanding of life and yourself. And of course, help you to create that kind of fulfilling, extraordinary life that you want. So this is not just philosophy, but we tie the philosophical and abstract concepts in with actual practical reality. So even when we're talking about stuff like spiritual enlightenment, all of that will tie back in with your own happiness, your own fulfillment, your own success in life. So it's all coming together. If you really want to create a powerful, self-actualized life, then my advice for you is to do it on a consistent basis. If you like this video, watch the next one. Watch the next one. Watch one every week. Watch a couple every week. Do this for a few years and you'll be shocked at how different your life is, how much you've grown on the inside, and then how much your outside circumstances reflect the new inner development that you acquired. All right, go ahead and sign up right now.